That used to be a question that the Christians would ask sometimes. If you were accused of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?
Yeah. He has come here twice like that. There are quite a few judges from the court who come and who had come in the past. One of the retired judges from this court is the Baba lover, Khilnani. He was a district judge. When he was a district judge, he brought the Chief Justice to Baba.
Oh, really?
And then there was another judge, Parsi judge, who was here, who eventually became the district judge, and so forth and so on. So they're still alive. But I still remember that when these judges were all around, Baba, of course, plays with their profession or with their vocation or with their whatever their aptitudes are and all that. He inquires and all that. So while they were there, he started inquiring. He says, well, it must be a very taxing, it's a taxing vocation of yours, isn't it? You have to give punishment and all that. You give that. He says, yes, Baba, we have to. According to the law of the land, we do. We have to give. It's a taxing job. But we have the witnesses and we judge because of the witnesses and all that, the circumstances and all that lead to the crime and all that. It's not that taxing when we have proper witnesses and all that. But it must be really very strenuous when you have to pass the death sentence. Yeah, that is true. What do you all do after passing the death sentence? Baba is asking them, as if he knows nothing. I heard that, well, when you pass the judgment for the capital punishment, you throw the pen away or break the pen away or something like that. So yeah, we don't use the pen for another judgment, that same pen that has passed the judgment to be hanged and to death or something like that, you see. You know that? Do you know
that? Yeah. So it sounds like a good idea.
It is. That's the vogue here in India. So yes. It must be very taxing. It's strenuous. Plus, by the way, do you know that I am also the judge? You give justice according to the law of the land. You punish the guilty according to the law of the land, after judging them. I am also that judge, that according to my laws, I judge them, but my punishment is to forgive them.
And it works.
Yeah, and it works.
Henry Khashoggi is a judge.
Traffic court?
No, is it a family court?
It's a juvenile court, I think.
Yeah. Your father is a judge.
Yeah, he's retired now, but he was.
But we were just talking about a panel of judges were over here. Today a judge came. So there was a panel of judges. We were talking about the days when they were with Baba and all that, and what Baba said to them.
Eric, speaking of judges, I remember a story once that you told, and Mihira's interested in being a lawyer, and I'm reminded of a story that you said.
Oh, God, you have to be very careful with her.
Yes, I know. There was some lawyer who'd come to Baba who was having a difficult time being a lawyer. Can you relate that story?
Well, a simple thing. For quite a few years, he loved Baba, and he used to come to Baba and all that, with his family and all that. And well, he was a very efficient and proficient in his profession and all that and all that. So one day he comes to Baba and sits in a very pensive mood. And Baba inquires, what are you thinking? What's the matter with you? How is your vocation? You're doing a good job? And do you earn money properly? Do you get your clients and all that? He says, everything is fine, Baba, but I feel that now the time has come when I have to quit. And Baba is surprised. He says, what? What's the matter? You don't get good clients or something like that? No, Baba, because as time passes by, I realize that my profession is such that I have to constantly go on telling lies. And you know, Baba, you don't like us to tell lies. We have to be honest. He says, yeah, of course you have to be honest. But what has that to do with your profession? Like this, what has that to do with profession? Baba, we have to defend our clients and we have to say so many things and make up stories and all that. So he says, no, you should not quit your job. That's not good on your part. You should continue with it. Your job is such that once you take the brief of your client, then you have to defend your client to the hilt. And in the cause of defending the client, you have to use all sorts of technique and all sorts of things. That is not a lie. That is your profession. So don't do that. Continue with it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bind you because you are doing your duty. On the contrary, if you were not to do it thinking that I am speaking a lie and I can't do that and don't do that, then it will be neglect of your duty and your responsibility. Carry out your responsibility. Defend your client to the very hilt. And for that, do anything and everything possible.
That's so we didn't make up... So it was okay for him to make up stories and...
Yeah, of course. That's what Baba says.
Really?
Yeah. Defend him to the hilt. Yeah.
Yeah. Urge? Yeah. I told a joke the other day. I didn't know Mahara wanted to be a lawyer. Now that you've told that story, I feel I can tell this joke in here without feeling badly about it.
Yeah.
The joke is, how can you tell when a lawyer is lying? When his lips are moving.
So that implies that he's always vociferous or something.
What?
That implies that he is always vociferous. What does it imply?
Whenever he's speaking, he's lying.
Whenever he speaks, he's lying, yeah. Even with his family.